Well, Labor has given in principle support for the government's defence overhaul. Anthony Albanese is the federal opposition leader. He joined me a short time ago. Anthony Albanese, I'm speaking to you on a day where the federal government's made a major defence spending announcement. Some strong words from the government, the world experiencing uncertainty not seen since World War II. Now, how does Australia walk a fine line between keeping China at bay but also retaining those important economic links?
Well, we'll go through the details of the announcement, but of course, Australia's defence should never be a partisan political issue. We should always put the national interest first, and it has been Labor's long-standing position to call for an increased focus on regional defence. That's one of the reasons why we supported in government the submarine program, because we thought the focus should be on the Indo-Pacific region. And today's announcement's consistent with the 2016 defence white paper.
So it's got your support. In your view, is this overhaul of the country's military strategy the way to go?
We'll look at the details, of course, but the general direction of focusing on our region is certainly something that we support.
Can I ask you about coronavirus? There was concern about a second wave. We're now seeing lockdowns in Melbourne. Did we ease off on those restrictions too early?
Well, we've been taking the medical advice. I note that. There's been some criticism of states maintaining border controls, but they've done that on the basis of their respective medical advice in a majority of states, it must be said. What it is a reminder that we need to stay vigilant, both in terms of governments, but of course, this is an issue where the response has been from the bottom up. It's the Australian people who've been courageous, who've been disciplined, and we need to maintain that.
There's obviously a lot of uncertainty, but we, of course, still need to think about the road ahead with the economy. What's your view about the JobKeeper subsidy? Is there a need to have it extended to prevent, you know, some Australians from being pushed into poverty?
Well, the idea that you will have snapback on just one day and withdraw this subsidy across the board is completely unacceptable. That would have a devastating impact on the economy, and we've been saying that for some time. There's already been too many Australians left behind, casual employees, employees of specific companies like Donata, people in the arts and entertainment sector. The workers actually didn't get any support from the announcement last week. And so we need to make sure that we transition back towards more normal activity in an orderly way, one that doesn't have a negative impact on jobs, more so than if we're sensible and apply a bit of common sense here. We know childcare workers have already had their support withdrawn. And we know also that the government has a plan. They're just not telling people until after the Eden Monaro by-election being held this Saturday.
Yeah, and given that you've flagged today ahead of that by-election that you'd restore $83.7 million in funding to the ABC. Now, we've spoken about the economic uncertainty ahead. Are you confident that something like that is possible, given the huge pressure that Australia's economy is likely to be under in the coming years?
It's not only possible, it's necessary. ABC emergency coverage saved lives literally during the bushfires that we've just seen. Staff came off leave to ensure that Australians were kept informed, and the fact that 250 staff faced the sack as a direct result of these cuts shows the impact on the economy. This is the last time when there should be what are effectively cuts to Australia's essential services made during this crisis. So this Saturday, we're saying very clearly it's a chance for the people of Eden Monaro to send the government a message of not cutting ABC jobs, regional news or emergency broadcasting.
We did hear about, of course, the job losses at the ABC last week, but we also reported on the closure of many regional newspapers, mastheads around the country. I mean, looking beyond the ABC, are you concerned about the rest of the media landscape in Australia at the moment?
Oh, Absolutely, which is why it's the last time that you should have cuts to the ABC when you're seeing local newspapers shut up. It's a tragedy that many of the mastheads that have been in place for almost all of the 20th century, as well as this one, have disappeared in the past months. So news reporting is absolutely essential, particularly in regional communities, and that we know during the bushfire season, what was happening often was that people who didn't have access to other forms of communication in terms of phone lines or mobile phone coverage relied upon ABC News to tell them whether they should stay in their homes and fight or whether they should leave. It made a real difference to people's lives.
Anthony Albanese, thanks very much for speaking to The World today.
Thanks for having me on the program.
The Federal Opposition Leader, Anthony Albanese.